Daily Dilemma.
Email in from a guy.
Ooh.
Good times for him and his partner at the moment. He says, "Hi lads.
Hello.
Myself and the missus are having a baby. We're both delighted. She's just gone 4 months and everything seems to be going well with the pregnancy. It's our first baby.
Aww.
However, she's taken a notion.
Oh.
She's obsessed with these gender reveal parties. She watches all the videos on YouTube and she's decided she wants us to do the same. She wants the doctor to tell her mother the gender and then we have a party for all of our friends. We cut a cake and it's either blue or pink on the inside. Of course, the whole thing I'd imagine would be filmed and put on social media.
Of course.
I think it's all a bit mortifying. The lads at Hurlan would give me dog abuse over this type of thing. I'd rather just do the normal thing of finding out the doctors, but she has her heart set on it and tells me I'm zero crack. Should I give in on this one and go with it to keep the peace, or do I put my foot down on it?"
You absolutely go with this. Of course. It's your first baby. Why wouldn't you be excited? She's excited. She wants to do the gender reveal thing.
He's not excited because it's stupid.
Okay. It's not stupid. I know these parties seem to be coming like really regularly. Everybody's doing them.
Are they doing them in Ireland? I thought it was still quite a US thing.
No, everybody's doing them now.
Everybody is doing them.
Vinny, if you are cool and you are with it, you are revealing your gender.
Can you understand his point of view that maybe he thinks it's more of a private thing that he'd like to find out himself, get used to it and then tell the friends?
This is obviously, yeah, your first baby, because everyone will be asking you what the sex of the child is. Wouldn't it be better to just have a party where everybody comes and you go, "Ah, it's a girl, no more questions." Or, it's a boy.
There'll be plenty of questions. You still have to answer to everybody who wasn't there for the next...
You'll see all the pictures on Facebook.
I'm sure it'll be on every social media, the video.
Exactly.
She sounds like she... You know, well, she loves watching.
Don't be a wet sock.
But just announce it on Facebook then.
Would you be a no on this one?
No, I'd go along with it to keep the peace. But that's not to say that I don't think it's a stupid idea.
Right? Why is it stupid, though?
Because it's just... What's the... Like, just... How have we always just found out the sex of a baby and just got on with it?
Yeah,
now your mother will know before you.
Yeah.
Before you know.
Do doctors tell, I presume, would a doctor tell
somebody?
If you give them permission.
Yeah,
okay.
This is just ridiculous. Would you just tell people the sex of the baby if you want to when you find out? The same as we've done for 100 years.
Yeah. I have seen some cute videos online where they do it with balloons and the balloons pop and the confetti's a certain colour and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen ones where they set off fireworks and started a forest fire as well.
Okay. But stupid, don't do it that way.
But like, my advice to you, emailer, is you're going to have to go along with it if her heart is set on it. Just, you know, just for your own head.
She's not asking you to do anything. I don't see the big deals. You're just showing up. That's
that's so a problem just, enough in my head.
I think as a man, just support your woman. This is not something that she's
asking you to do. I do agree on that.
Lot.
I think at the same time, pregnancy is very hard for girls. You don't get to go out. You lose control
of
your body.
You don't do anything.
So to give her a few hours with her friends in a party kind of setting like this is the decent thing to do. But I also can understand his concerns that he might just see it as more of a private thing and he'd like to find out himself quietly and then... Could you do a gender reveal for everybody else, but ye found out yourselves first?
No, you couldn't do just that. Like, why, you're not at your own gender reveal?
Does anyone care?
But hang on, I would have thought that was the way to do it. But you're saying in this gender reveal party that the mother doesn't even know?
No. It's a surprise to both of them.
What's
stupid about that? You're surprised too. You're cutting the cake and you go, wow.
Some people don't find out
until
the baby comes out, Vinny.
And that's perfectly acceptable as well. At least the mother is the first to find out, though.
Well. Yeah.
Like your mother, like our emailer's mother-in-law is going to know the sex of his baby before he does.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, let's get some thoughts.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
Okay, we're getting a lot of reaction in on this already. Some people who are way into it want to do it themselves. What do you think? Gender reveal parties, brilliant fun, are absolutely ridiculous? Let us know. B102 and a 3842. Shout out to Amelia on her first day in junior infants and her big sister Abigail going into fourth class as well. Good luck, gang. Right, mixed reaction coming in on the dilemma this morning, from it's ridiculous to it's stupid to other people saying just go with it and give her little party. Give us your quick thoughts. 085-102-9103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, starring Johnny Depp on Now TV.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Gender reveal parties. Mm-hmm. A bit of an American craze creeping in. Would you be for them, against them? Or do you think if your beloved partner, who is going through such changes in her body and hormones at the moment, has her heart set on it, who are you to say no?
Yeah.
085-102-9103. Emma's been making that point. 9 months. Mm. 9 months. Mm. She's carrying that baby for 9 months. Mm-hmm. The things that happen to a woman's body and emotional state for the rest of her life. Shut up and put up. Mm. Rant over.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Emma.
Fair enough.
Emma, well, I totally well agree put. With you. Yep.
On the point of, the mother known before you know, somebody suggested that you can get the doctor to write it on paper, put it in an envelope, bring it to Cake Maker and explain you want the inside blue or pink. Yeah. And that way, nobody knows before you. Okay. Well, the Cake Maker knows. The Cake Maker knows. Yes.
Do you want the Cake Maker?
You wouldn't want a gossipy Cake Maker. That's all I'll say. You need to really trust them.
Well, that's a lovely cake, Maura. Who's that for? Well, let me tell you. It's up on social media before your video is.
Let's go to a voice note on this one and have a listen.
Just because I had to attend one. And it the dad actually flinched. And then the mum got really upset because it looked like he wasn't happy about what the gender was going to be. It was revealed that it was going to be a boy, and everyone had been telling her all along, oh, you're carrying like it's going to be a girl, because they weren't able to tell at the first couple of scans what baby they were having. So I really think you should put the foot down, just because it can lead to more attention, and they are stupid.
God, I mean, Jeannie, I hadn't even thought about your reaction if it was the wrong gender.
Yeah.
You'd be very immature to be throwing a fit.
I would have thought so. I don't think he threw a fit. He said he just flinched slightly and his partner picked up on it, and then there were tears.
It's like when you give somebody a present and they're going, oh.
Great. Yeah, thanks. Great. Thank you. It's just heightened tensions, I suppose. Couple of other ones here. Kate was on from Clonmel. I'm in the same boat. Myself and my husband are expecting our first baby in December. We found out the gender, but we're not telling anyone. I'm not keen on a baby share, so we're thinking of having a reveal party to reveal it to our family and friends.
Yeah.
It's an experience that your partner obviously wants to have, so I just do it for her. She is carrying your child,
that's
remember?
True.
It's pure stupid, but given that she is the pain and the difficulty with her hoo-ha, you gotta go with it, somebody said.
Difficulty.
Well, that wasn't the word that was used, but I can't mention the word that was used. Oh. Let's go to the phones. Well, Joe, how are you?
How you doing, lad?
And now, would you be into this gender reveal party? All for it, yeah?
Sure, whatever they really want, like, but have it for a surprise for them and have the crack rather than just making a video to throw on social media.
Okay,
you think that's what it sounds like she wants to do.
Yeah. Rather than trying to impress others on social media, make it about yourself.
Yeah, this American thing of throwing it up online for everyone to see, like, waste of time.
But in general, though, having a party to celebrate the gender of your kid, it's not so odd, is it? Are you thinking it's
no,
strange?
Having a party is grand, everyone loves a party. No, nothing wrong with having a party, but just to throw it up on Facebook or social media, I mean, it's crack, like.
Trying to get a few likes.
Go have the party, go have the crack, and won't worry about the social media, like, who cares what everyone else about it?
Okay.
I like this attitude.
There's lunatics there throwing up stuff on Facebook and social media all the time, like, people are just sick of looking at it, like.
True.
All right, Joe, thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
Good luck.
Right, fam, take it easy, good luck.
Right, one last comment before we wrap up on the Daily Dilemma this morning from Paul. We were talking gender reveal parties, yay or nay. A friend here in work went to a gender reveal party not too long ago. When the balloons were released, the two most shocked people in the room were the parents to be, as the company who put the balloon reveal together, who will remain nameless, having a 50-50 chance to get it right, got it wrong.
Oh.
They had the wrong colours in the balloon.
No.
So how did anybody know?
I'd imagine maybe was a situation where the parents knew and it was for everybody else.
Yeah.
So they were quite shocked that the wrong colour was
raging.
There you go. Okay.
Sorry, no, it's the other one. The other one. The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.